Hey, 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 closet dwellers and closet busters. It's that time once again in the week where you just, well, you just get me. Yep, you're stuck with me today. Me, Rick Clemens, the coming out coach, the guy who comes and talks to you about everything coming out and being uncloseted. And yes, it's time for another episode of Uncloseted Riffs and Rants. And today I want to rant on, well, I don't really want to rant on, I think I want to riff on. Actually, I don't even want to riff. I want to just freaking talk about curiosity. You know, curiosity is that thing that's a really strong desire to know and learn something. And this was actually brought to me this week. It really got ignited to me because I was on a friend of mine's podcast, Mike Dometras, and his podcast is Everyday Mindfulness. It's just getting ready to launch. So, yeah, look it up. Check it out. Just kind of make a note that you want to go check that one out. It's really, really great. And we were talking about curiosity. I thought, you know what? I'm going to keep this thread going this week because if we're not curious, we don't go figure things out. We don't learn. We don't go discover. We don't go see what's on the other side of those closeted doors. In fact, if we're not curious, we do not uncloset ourselves to be living a life uncloseted. And it really, truly got me thinking about the curious things that I've done in my life that have helped me get sparked, to help me get ignited. In fact, one of my favorite quotes is, curiosity is the spark behind the spark of every great idea. And the future belongs to the curious. Think about that. If you don't be curious about what you want to do next or where you want to go, then you don't really do much of anything. And for me, I know my ability to be curious has taken me to spaces that I never thought possible. In fact, this podcast came out of a curious thought. Well, what if I did do the podcast? When my friend came to me and said, hey, let's do the podcast, it was my curiosity that brought me forward. When I decided to come out of the closet, when I realized that I could love a man, it sparked my curiosity of, well, I know I like having sex with guys, and now I've learned that I can actually love a guy, so I'm curious what else could happen. And what else could happen is I could be a gay dad. I could have a loving long-term relationship. I could do things that were pretty much normal, everyday couple stuff, the only difference being that I could do them with a man. And sometimes I think this curiosity thing is what we allow other people to fuck us up. Yeah, we let other people take our curiosity away and say, no, 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 this is what you're supposed to do. This is how you're supposed to live. This is the thing you're supposed to be in the world, and it kills our curiosity, just like curiosity kills the fucking cat. Okay, sorry for dropping so many F-bombs, but curiosity is one of those things that I'm so freaking passionate about. I love waking up every morning being curious about, okay, what's some big, bold thing I'm going to do? What's something that I can do to make life simpler or to make somebody else's life simpler? Each and every day, my curiosity is what drives me. And I want it to drive you too. Think about something you've been curious about that you've been sitting on your freaking ass doing nothing about. Maybe it's because you feel like you have no special talents. Maybe it's you feel like, oh, I don't have any passion. Well, of course you don't if you're not curious about what those talents are or what your passion could be. So here's three things that I have discovered. Just me. I don't care if you take them and run with them or not, or you don't buy into what I'm sharing with you. That's okay. I'm just going to share these with you. Here's the three things that I find curiosity can do for me. And I'm hoping to God in some way they can do something for you. First thing curiosity does is it motivates the shit out of me. When I'm curious, I decide to go do stuff. I get motivated. I get excited. I start doing stuff. That's what curiosity does. The second thing it does is it makes me a true believer, because when I go get curious, I get knowledge, and then I know what I want. I believe in who I want to be. I decide how I want to show up in the world. It helps me become a believer in myself. And when you can become a believer in yourself, the third thing that I believe that curiosity does is it shows you what you can, could, should be doing. All of those, can, could, and should. Every time you're curious, you find out what you could do, what you should do, and what you can do. And sometimes that curiosity is going to show you the opposite, what you shouldn't do, what you can't do, and what you won't be doing. That's okay, because those are good signs too. If curiosity says, nope, that's not something you should be doing, fan-fucking-tastic, because now you got the answer. So my challenge to you today is to let the curiosity be your spark. Let it be that thing that stands behind you and kicks you in the ass and says, yes, this is the thing I'm going to do. It's a simple thing I'm going to do to be bold and to live my life uncloseted. Because every time you get that spark, you're going to get a great idea, you're going to get an answer, and you're going to see how curiosity has served you. So that's it. Be simple, be bold, and be curious. Now, last week I started talking about some changes that were coming to the Coming Out Lounge. I want to kind of continue that dialogue. As I said last week, you know, it's been my pleasure and my calling to really serve people in the LGBTQ community to help them come out of the closets of their life. But as I've been doing this work for a couple of years, I started realizing, wow, there's so many other people who are living closeted. Yeah, they're living closeted lives. And I started incorporating all that into some talks I've been doing, and obviously those who listen to this podcast on a regular basis, you've been hearing me bring that up in these podcasts as well. And one of the things that lights me up is working with people from all walks of life to help them see the path, to help them see the simple way that they can make a big, bold move in their life. A way that they can open their own personal closet door, whatever it may be, to live life uncloseted. And when that started to really concrete for me, when it became the foundation of what I realized I was being called to do, I knew I wanted to take that concept and make it bigger. And so part of what we're going to be doing to make that bigger, there's a couple of things coming down the pike. A couple of things that are going to serve a lot more people. A couple of things that are going to help other people start to really take big, bold steps and find some simple ways to be who they're meant to be in the world. So I'm in the starting processes of starting to write the book, Life Uncloseted. And we're going to start talking about that a little bit more. In fact, I would love it if some of you would send me some emails. You can email me at rick@rickclemons.com or rick@comingoutlounge.com and tell me about your closet story. It can be your coming out story as a gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender. It can be your coming out story of escaping, you know, physical abuse or verbal abuse or emotional abuse. It can be your coming out story of taking a risk to go do a job that you didn't know if you could do. It could be your story of taking that dream to be on stage and act or dance or whatever when you thought you couldn't do it. I don't really care. I would love to hear your stories and start to share your stories, because one of the things we're going to do is we're going to open up this podcast to even more stories of life uncloseted. So stay tuned. We're going to keep giving you some information about this, but I would truly love to hear from you. So please do email me at rick@rickclemons.com or rick@comingoutlounge.com. Tell me your story. You can, you know, hook up with me and I'll give you a way to leave me some messages, and we'll start to tell these stories in these little Friday podcasts, the ones that are talking about life uncloseted and really stepping forward to be who you're meant to be. Sounds good? Can I hear from you? Please let me hear from you. I'd love to hear your stories. And with that, we're going to wrap it up for this week. So, as I always say, never stop stepping out, stepping up, and stepping into living your most powerful truth so that you can live life uncloseted. Have a great week, everyone, and we will be back with the Coming Out Lounge in just a few days. Take care.